Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade afternoons for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back. Peel and scan to win today. Ends 19th October 2021.
Yes, welcome back to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. You are with Trade Afternoons. Great pleasure to take the baton left by the AFL Exchange duo Mitch Cleary, Riley Beveridge, just departing the house as I look across at the bright eyes and the smiling face of my loyal colleague here on Trade Afternoons. It is the Brownlow medalist, Adam Cooney. Welcome, Coons.
Interceptor, how are you today? You've been here since 0600. You've done every radio station across the nation.
They say early bird catches the worm, but no worm. Where's my worm?
Well, it's been a slow start for the Interceptor
trade period. There's a couple of worms.
You got the Jared Cameron. You broke that one.
We got Jared.
Actually, that was a big one.
An update on Jared Cameron. So, no, we did report that he played his last game for West Coast, unfortunately, because he is a talent, Jared Cameron, I think. Breakout year 2019 in the second half of that season, a couple of four-goal hauls. The brother, obviously, of the Brisbane superstar, Charlie. Now, he was contracted until the end of 2022. He told the Eagles he doesn't want to play for them next year. In fact, Coons, he doesn't want to play for anyone, sadly. Mm. He'll be stepping away from the game for a period of time. So it's not retirement at the moment, but it's a break. And I look down here at the text machine, 0419 187 323, by the way, if you want to take part. And there's a lot of people saying, should we go for Jared Cameron? Should Carlton go for Jared Cameron? Attention, Collingwood, Jared Cameron. Sadly, though, he's not going to be going around next year. So 21 years of age, had a nasty run with injury the last couple of years. I think he had a syndesmosis. He had osteitis pubis leading into a syndesmosis and couldn't get on the park for the West Coast side at all this year. So that's a real shame.
The old school groin injury, osteitis pubis, haven't seen that for a while. And then he's got a touch of the new with the syndesmosis. So it's unfortunate.
That flavour of the old and the new.
He's gone retro with the osteitis pubis and new school with syndesmosis. So hopefully he can find some happiness away from the game and come back, because he showed glimpses there. Kicked a couple.
Four goals against.
Is a bag four?
Modern day bag.
Modern day footy, as they say.
Is that the lowest threshold for a modern day bag?
Four? I think you have to get to five for it to be called a bag.
Okay. What's four then?
Well, it's just one below a bag.
It's a satchel. What's a haul?
A haul's Bailey Fritch.
Like a 10.
Six plus is a haul.
Oh, six plus
now
is a haul.
Now it is, yeah.
See, the bag window's small. Just
not,
five.
Well, not too many players this season kicked over six.
No.
I think Bud had a couple. Mm. Bailey Fritch had the most six goal games.
Someone kicked seven. That was Bailey Fritch, kicked seven straight in a game this year. That's a haul.
Imagine someone getting to 10. We thought, how silly are we? Talking preseason with the rule change, the key forwards back in vogue, we foolishly brought up the notion that someone may get to 100 goals this year.
Well, we can wish.
We're just never going to see it again.
No, we're not, are we?
Unless we get back to full 666 and grid style positional bibs, and everyone's got to stay out of the 50.
Not with defensive setups like Melbourne getting around, almost the best we've ever seen. Hard to kick a score against them.
Well, they were good, but I thought offense won the grand final.
It was attacking,
and it was great to see.
Yeah.
Because May and Lever have been the pillars back there all year and thwarted so much thrusting movement into the forward 50. But it was all out offense that won the grand final, and it was bloody good to see. So other Western Bulldogs are a very offensive side as well and defend okay. Port Adelaide, pretty offensive side and score well. And Melbourne, very offensive side.
Carlton didn't give a damn about defence
this year. Yeah, the only problem is they couldn't also score the Blues. So it was good to see. Maybe that with the stand rule, we're going to see more offence coming into the game next year. So teams like the Cats, who were very stringent in defence and slow moving with the footy, and it worked for them in the home and away season, but were blown apart by the offensive juggernauts during the finals. Hopefully we see a change for the better in terms of higher scoring.
So Jared Cameron will take a year off from football, which is a shame for him and for West Coast. So Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio, Trade Afternoon, Sam Edmund, Adam Cooney, the Kogan Mobile Open Line is exactly that. Don't be shy over the next couple of hours. These lines are always open. We don't shut them here.
1 o'clock madness.
Is it a you call, you get on sort of philosophy without the merchandise?
Absolutely. So we needed a couple of T-shirts made up.
We need some T-shirts made like the pipe.
We don't have pipes like the pipe, though, unfortunately.
No, well, you do. 1-300-23-55-48. If social media is your fancy, how does that go again, Coons?
1-300-23-55-48.
And social media, Twitter, @TradeRadio.
Is that what you just said?
Yes. The text line, 0419 7-3-2-3, and it's all thanks to Continental. When you need tyres, ask for Continental. You find them online, continental-tyres.com.au. So Melbourne supporters are very happy. I got talking to Kane Corns earlier about tattoos, and if you're a Melbourne supporter, would you get one? Would you
the
commemorate?
Olympic flame.
Or a big drought, you know, you get a...
Huge drought, 50
Yeah, the Olympic
years.
Flame.
That's a fair drought.
Never goes out.
Yes. Yeah, geez, he can run on a treadmill though. We'll give him that.
What can he? What
he ran his tattoo off on the treadmill.
Just
the other
churned
day.
Out a marathon. So
sickening, isn't it?
He got a premiership tattoo, 2004.
I've seen it. And could you call it a tattoo or?
Well, it's had a few attempts at removal. So he was 18th in line out of his teammates. Right?
How did he get in 18th?
They go down to a tattooist in Adelaide, and there's 18 of them lining up, and he's the last. He said, "You can imagine the fatigue."
Why would he go last though?
Well, I guess you got to line up.
I know why, because he would have been the last one still drinking at the bar. Crazy animal that he is.
And he said, by the time the tattooist got to me, you can imagine fatigue has set in. Not the easiest design Port Adelaide to do.
Intricate.
And he wasn't happy with it. Sloppy. And he inquired about removing, which isn't an easy process. Well, have you had any removed?
Yeah, I've had a tattoo removed.
How long does it take?
Well, I had 3 treatments. And
that's what he got told.
In total, it was probably about 45 seconds worth of work.
Oh, so I don't know. Over the course of 3 treatments.
Yeah, where this idea comes in that
he's still going. He's still going 7 treatments later.
7 treatments?
And I've seen a photo
of him. What's he doing scratching it off?
We put it up on the Twitter account at Waitley, SEN.
On the socials.
On the socials. Thank you. That's better. That's the key I was looking for earlier.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
And the thing is a mess. Anyway.
Butchered it. Have you? So he's put it up on his Instagram?
No, at Waitley, SEN. Oh, Waitley. Twitter feed. Yeah, you've got plenty of ink. I know you got a... Do you call it a leg sleeve?
It's just sort of half wrap around, just a calf tap, I think we would call it. A few koi fish. Which
any what?
Represent the koi fish.
Okay. Yeah, any other tats?
Well, I do have a tattoo of the enemy on here.
You got no footy tats, do you?
No footy tats. Well, what was I going to get a Brownlow?
You've got
on my back.
Now
you only get tattoos for team success.
McDonald's are a great... Yes. Partner of Trade Afternoons, of course, but you've got another tattoo on you.
Yeah.
Of a fast food outlet.
Yes, I do. Well, I don't know if we're allowed to say their name because we're fully supportive of Macca's and their Monopoly game.
No, we are. And this mob have got 3 big initials, but yours have...
I would call it an oblique.
Where would you put it?
Would you call it an oblique? is that the location?
Where the
kidney? It's sort of the lower part of the beer gut.
Yeah, off centre.
It's off centre on the right.
It's where the appendix sort of is, isn't it?
Just an ode to the colonel, his face, and just the 3 letters.
So the lines are open. Kogan Mobile Open Line, 1-300-23-55-48. We've got a number of players to discuss, a number of trades to discuss. In fact, before we get to the open line, the mega trade yesterday, which made its return for season 2021. You are the mayor of the mega trade. You've copyrighted that. You caused all manner of waves, both externally, but might I also add internally?
Well, externally was just a drop in the ocean compared to what happened within the 4 walls. Yeah, I'm led to. I got a call from HR last night and said, "Listen, there was a few feathers that may have been ruffled because there was some conjecture about who actually went with the mega trades."
And
obviously, the boys, boys and girls here, and the Digi team, they like to have a fair bit of input into the mega trade. And then someone may have just strayed outside the guidelines with the mega trade yesterday,
swam outside their lane,
which was pulled in very, very quickly into line.
Right.
So who the bosses are, who do the mega trade and who contribute to the mega trade.
Because it stands to reason, this will surprise no one, that when you get a trade as mega as what we did yesterday.
That was mega.
How many legs was it? 6?
It was 6. Yeah,
but there's going to be versions 10. On the cutting room floor, and I think some people are unhappy that some versions got left on the cutting room floor. I speak of the external waves. Do we need to put a disclaimer out there that this is, dare I say it, a little bit of fun? Or do people might think it's gospel?
People don't take fun well on Twitter.
No. Doesn't translate.
People don't. I feel like it's the unhappiest medium, Twitter, of all the socials. So at least on the dating apps, you might find love and find a little bit of fun.
No,
but
love
on Twitter, oh my.
Just hate.
What a cesspool it is.
Yeah.
Of hate, of hatred and vitriol. And that's why we love it.
Nevertheless.
So I actually had to mute the conversation yesterday after the mega trade was posted because I don't think I would have got through the rest of the show if I read all the comments that were directed towards me. So
there was plenty.
It is all
positive.
So I'm not sure if the listeners and the people out there realise that there is a fair bit of time that we need to fill in during the day and before the trade period actually starts. So we like to have a little bit of fun and we throw things around. We throw some names around. And even this afternoon's mega trade, there might be a name involved who has come out and steadfastly said that they are staying at their football club, a la Dane Beams, a few years ago.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going now. Okay. Nevertheless, such is your resilience, you're coming back for more today.
Every day we'll be here, bigger and better than ever for the mega trade. And people just got to realise that a lot of these mega trades aren't actually going to happen. I'd love to jag one. This one, there's a list manager just...
It's a wish list.
Just in there and thinking, gee, that mega trade's good. I might try it out.
The Kogan Mobile Open Line, 1-300-23-55-48. It is an open invitation. Andrew has accepted. He's in Nidri. G'day, Andrew.
Okay, fellas. Thank you for taking the call. Just a quick or 2 points. The situation with Michael Hurley, who's apparently just had another operation that Lloydie stated this morning, and he's touch and go to play again. What does Essendon do in that case? He'll be on the list, and if he doesn't play again, what occurs?
Well, I think their expectation, at least publicly, Andrew, is that he is going to play on, and they're going to back him in to absolutely do that. We know his contract, and he himself has vowed to play again. I think what happens here, Cooney, you're more versed in this than me, if it doesn't go his way and he's forced to retire, would there be a settlement of sorts that would need to be agreed there?
Well, he would probably get... he'll get every dollar of his contract and maybe even over and above that for years that he's missed out on due to retirement.
Right.
So Dane Swan got a payout because he couldn't come back from injury, was forced to retire. So I think it's a sliding scale. So he might even get 50% of his next contract as a payout because he has been forced to retire. So he'll certainly get every dollar of his deal and... Yeah, even more, as I said, because if he had another 2-3 years left of footy and he's forced to retire because of that injury, you actually get compensated for that.
He's a relatively young man. I think he's only 30 years of age. Yeah. So he'd have a few more years left in him for sure at the top level.
Was that an infection in the hip after surgery?
Yes.
Which can be life-altering.
Yeah. I think people have lost limbs and all sorts of things. Yeah. Yep. So it hasn't been a light-hearted issue. It all been really serious. Andrew, obviously a bomber. You want to see him go around again, of course.
Oh, for sure. He's had some really bad, with all the bad luck he's had over the years, it's a terrible situation. We'll just hope he doesn't, get worse for him. But the question from left field, how does Essendon get Buddy Franklin to the club?
In the mega trade?
Yeah, it'd have to involve a mega trade of some sort. But do you think that it might be the difference over the last couple of years, Andrew?
I think we need an X Factor forward, and he's the X Factor, still kicking goals and still lighting up the stands in Sydney. And of course, Essendon's very keen on getting the dollars through the gate, and he would be a marketing. A marketing thing for us as well.
Can't see that, Andrew, but what I can see is your club loading up for Ben King next year. Like, probably take a ticket and get in line, probably a few others as well, but I think you'd definitely have a nibble at Ben King. So watch this space going forward. That'll be one of the most sought-after signatures over the course of the next 6 to 12 months.
So he's got a couple of years left on his deal, hasn't he? One more. He's down to his last. So is he still getting over $1 million?
Ben King? Buddy?
I'm talking about Buddy.
Sorry, yeah. Buddy. Buddy's got
two
one.
More?
One. One.
Okay.
One.
Yeah. He'd still be on the big bucks, wouldn't he?
Yeah, back-ended. I think it was this year was 900. Oh, next year 900.
Yeah.
Next year 900. It'd have been higher. I think it was higher this year and last year.
Yeah. So he still showed when he's out there. He's brilliant, Buddy. But at his age and some of the injuries that he's starting to get, it'd be a fair risk to get him across for a year or two. On 900 to $1 million. But yeah, they'll say they save their pennies and draft picks for Ben King and have a real crack at him in 12 months' time. But with Michael Hurley going down, Ben Rutten did a great job in positional changes and swapping up with Jaden Laverty and James Stewart holding down those defensive posts with Hurley's gone and Hooksy up forward.
Hooksy retiring, obviously, but Jake Kelly's going to come across pretty quick sticks when the free agency window opens on Friday from Adelaide. I think that one will be put through relatively quickly. Let's go up to Bendigo where we find Dylan, who wants to talk about the Blues. G'day, Dil.
G'day. So, Coon brought it up before with Carlton not really having any defence this year. And that's just where I wonder why the Blues targeting so many midfielders when it was pretty evident throughout the year when McKay went down that we lacked depth forward, and same with when Jones went down that we lacked depth down back. This really stumps me that you look at our list, we've got about 30 blokes, all the same size, same build, and that all want to play midfield, but we don't have many key position players actually coming through. Mm.
Jeez, so I sort of look at it the other way. But
I would say, yeah, in terms of you're talking halfbacks or key position players. So,
well, Marchbank hasn't been able to get on
the
park.
Yeah, if Marchbank, he's the key. So I think he takes the position of Ploughman. And then I think Jones and Wiedering are rock solid. It's just if there's injuries behind that. Mm. So I think Stocker did okay, but I see him, sorry to say, Dylan, I see him as a midfielder as well. Mitch McGovern is the one who they thought could be that option. And just, again, has had injuries but hasn't got anywhere near that consistency that they've needed from him. And then Charlie Curnow.
Just come back.
He's come back and looked okay. Like, personally, I had grave concerns for how he would be moving with that knee after so many surgeries and fractures and everything that went and happened. But you only needed to see glimpses, I think, of Charlie Curnow. That bomb from outside 50 that he had in his, I think it was his comeback game. Still got some power in that leg. So they're good signs. So hopefully he gets better next year with Mackay. And I think they're pretty well placed. It does, I mean, if Wiedering or Jones go down, then it is a bit light on.
No, there's an over-reliance on two guys in the midfield, though. And they've got to do more to support Cripps or Walsh and Cripps as it was this year, rather than Cripps and Walsh. You know, Murphy moves on.
So is that just a depth type issue? So Luke Dunstan or someone like that? Or
I think you need some quality in there. Hence why they're after Adam Chera, I suppose, as a clean user of the ball inside 50 in depth too, which is why George Hewitt comes on and adds some defensive grunt as well.
Have you completely ruled out Zach Williams of going back into the midfield?
No. I think he needs a really good preseason though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he needs to get super fit.
He needs to get really fit and get himself back in there. And Saad had a pretty good year, I thought, despite a bit of criticism. Off the text machine here, Coons. Put De Goey in a mega trade involving pick one to the Pies. So there's one for you to consider for future reference. Actually, as one of the pre-agents at Collingwood, I know that last on the late trade yesterday, Steve Silvani and Matt Rendell had a fascinating discussion. We might play that a little bit later around both of those players at Collingwood.
Nice.
Which we might bring you a little bit later about what Collingwood would look to do, assuming that both of them have bumper years next year.
Yep.
And the way Jordan De Goey finished and as good as Darcy Moore was pre-injury, if they both have awesome years, where does that leave them given that they've got Grundy on $1 million+ a year long term? These two could command more than $1 million. And have we ever had one club paying three players more than $1 million bucks a season? Given that would be what De Goey would command if he had another a big season next year from a rival club.
This is why I floated the idea yesterday about trading one of them as a pre-agent, which you scoffed at.
No, we scoffed at the fact that the two first-round draft picks you wanted for De Goey. And on current evidence, you would say that's
saying he's going to have $1 million year next
year.
No,
I'm saying if he does, as
two first-rounders,
as was speculated on the late trade yesterday, if they do, where does that leave Collingwood going forward? Because I think Darcy Moore's contract at the moment is worth around $850,000 a year.
Oh, yeah, nice. So I suppose the issue with that, if pick one, does that get eaten up for the Nick Dacos bid if they do trade?
If there's a bid on Nick Dacos at pick one
from North,
then Conley would have to match it, and they're about 700 points short of that.
Who's ahead, Horn Francis or Nick Dacos?
Yeah,
he's rocketed to.
Well, in North Melbourne's eyes, he's number one anyway, I think. But doesn't matter because Nick Dacos is going to the Pies. We'll bring you that audio after the break of the late trade yesterday, Matt Rendell and Steve Silvani's discussion on where Collingwood's list sits at the pointy end with Jordan De Goey and who is he again? Darcy Moore,
that's his name.
We'll take a break. We're off and running here on Trade Afternoons right here at the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Day two, Sam Edmund and Adam Cooney with you. And it's all thanks to McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back. You can peel and scan to win today. It ends 19th of October, 2021.